American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. This is a list of words and special expressions which you'll hear on this tape but may be unfamiliar to you. Don't try to memorize or repeat. Just listen to the definitions. The officials were tight-lipped. This means that the officials weren't talking or giving much information. Pieces of the tragic puzzle. Tragic means sad, disastrous, terrible. They were fighting an inferno. An inferno is a huge, very hot fire. In pretty bad shape. Bad shape means not in good condition. An eyewitness account. Someone tells about what he saw with his own eyes. Outrageous safety violations. Outrageous means offensive, shocking, wrongful, crazy. He was on call. He was standing by, ready to work if called. Dispatcher. A dispatcher is a person who sends others to a place to work. Threw him out the window. To throw them out the window means to ignore or disregard them. They were going to do it, come hell or high water. They were going to do it, no matter what the situation was. Ghost towns. Ghost towns are towns where all the people have moved away. The buildings are empty, and no one lives there anymore. Families uprooted from their homes. Families were forced to move from their homes. Common link to both of them. A common link is something they both have or share. Tinkering with them. To tinker with means to work on or change something, but not necessarily to improve it. Please turn to Figure 2. Listen and write the topic of the paragraph you hear.
The press reports out of the Soviet Union were sparse. Officials in Moscow were tight-lipped. Only after high radiation levels were detected in parts of Sweden and Finland did the Soviets admit to an accident. The four-line communique read, "An accident has occurred at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant as one of the reactors was damaged. Measures are being taken to eliminate the consequences of the accident. Aid is being given to those affected. A government commission has been set up." That's end of quote. For the time being, that's all the Soviets were saying about the worst reactor accident in the history of nuclear power.
Now, write the topic. You should have written, "Accident at a nuclear power plant." Listen.
An accident has occurred at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The worst reactor accident in the history of nuclear power.
Now, go to Figure 3. Listen for numbers. Circle the number you hear as the man speaks.
It was all of 4 months after the reactor explosion at Chernobyl that the Russians released the disturbing details of the nuclear disaster. All told, 31 people have died, and another 203 lay ill in hospitals, suffering from radiation sickness. Cost of the accident to the Soviet Union is estimated as high as $3 billion.
Check your answers.
It was all of 4 months after the reactor explosion at Chernobyl that the Russians released the disturbing details of the nuclear disaster. All told, 31 people have died, and another 203 lay ill in hospitals, suffering from radiation sickness. Cost of the accident to the Soviet Union is estimated as high as $3 billion.
Now, turn to Figure 4. Listen to what Professor Atwood believes led to the nuclear accident.
Professor Charles Atwood, a nuclear chemist at Mercer University in Macon, Georgia, has spent the last year and a half trying to put together the pieces of the tragic puzzle known as Chernobyl.
In the case of Chernobyl, I think it's important that we realize that Chernobyl was not an accident that had to happen. It was a case of two things coming together at one time that shouldn't have, a reactor design that wasn't the best in the world, and some technicians that were trying to perform an experiment that probably should never have been performed.
Go to Figure 5. You'll hear a fireman describe the scene he saw after the explosion at the nuclear power plant. Listen and underline the things the fireman describes.
On that fateful night of April 26, 1986, Ivan Chavre, a Soviet fireman stationed at the power plant, was on duty passing the time with two of his co-workers. Suddenly, a powerful explosion shook the building. Responding to alarms, they drove over to reactor number 4, where they found Fire Company 6 fighting an inferno. According to Chavre, his friends from Company 6 were already in pretty bad shape. He describes the scene this way. The night sky glowed from time to time with periodic flashes from the roof. Water was gushing from holes and openings in the reactor. Ambulances were everywhere. Everyone was exhausted, covered with grime, and badly burned. Chavre's eyewitness account is one of many to be found in the book Chernobyl, written by Andrei Ilyich, one of the first Soviet journalists to arrive on the accident scene.
When the tape ends, look at the answer page to check your answers. Now, turn to Figure 6. Listen and write the missing words.
Ilyich, a deputy editor at Izvestia, one of the two main government-run Soviet newspapers, interviewed hundreds of people directly affected by the reactor meltdown. And like Professor Atwood, he believes the accident at Chernobyl should never have happened. He claims that workers had gotten away with gross violations of the regulations. The Soviet Nuclear Safety Board and the plant's main designer couldn't figure out what transpired until days later. The author says they couldn't have guessed at violations as outrageous as the ones that actually occurred.
When the tape ends, check your answers on the answer page. Look at Figure 7. Read the question silently. Listen and select the best answer.
By the time they had removed all the safety devices and all the control devices from the reactor core, it was almost running itself. It then went on what is known as an excursion, where the reactor power, it's been reckoned that it may have gone as much as 100 times the maximum reactor power of the reactor core in about 4 seconds. Having this huge surge of power caused the reactor to literally explode, blowing large pieces of itself through the ceiling of the building and dispersing a fair amount of the reactor inventory of radioactive materials up into the atmosphere.
Mark your answer. You should have chosen letter C, to explode through the ceiling. Listen.
Having this huge surge of power caused the reactor to literally explode, dispersing a fair amount of the reactor inventory of radioactive materials up into the atmosphere.
Turn to figure 8. Listen to Dr. Bellicone's story of what he saw at the accident site. Take notes. Write the symptoms of radiation sickness as described by the doctor.
Fortunately, the radioactive smoke quickly rose high into the night sky, so the damage to the surrounding area was not nearly as bad as it might have been. The worst damage, of course, could be found at the plant's number 4 reactor. Dr. Valentin Bellicone, whose story is in the Soviet author's book, was on call in the emergency room at a local hospital. He says he had just returned to the hospital when the dispatcher shouted at him to get over to the nuclear plant where there had been a bad fire. By the time he got there, some of the firemen were already down. He says 3 paramedic teams, working only 100 feet from the melting reactor, were racing back and forth from plant to hospital, hospital to plant. At about 5 o'clock, he noticed a sort of metallic taste in his mouth. Soon after, he began developing a headache and nausea. He recognized the symptoms of radiation sickness and requested permission to leave.
Write the 3 symptoms of radiation sickness. Check your answers.
At about 5 o'clock, he noticed a sort of metallic taste in his mouth. Soon after, he began developing a headache and nausea.
Look at figure 9. Dr. Atwood is talking about the technicians at Chernobyl nuclear power plant.
They basically took a lot of the standard procedures that are used in running these reactors and threw them out the window. They were going to do this experiment come hell or high water, and unfortunately they got both.
What does them in line 2 refer to? Write your answer. Them refers to standard procedures. Now go to figure 10. Listen and write the numbers you hear.
According to the Soviet journalist's account, the struggle went on for the firefighters and rescue workers well into the early morning hours. But the following morning, officials came knocking on the door. The order had been issued: evacuate. In the days following the explosion at the plant, the cities of Pripyat and Chernobyl and all the outlying farms in a 25-mile radius from the plant became ghost towns. According to Ilyas, Chernobyl's author, more than 130,000 people were uprooted from their homes. Some were forced to live in temporary shelters, while others, entire families, were paired off by the state with similar families in single existing households.
Check your answers. You should have written 25 and 130. Go to figure 11. listen, and answer the question, what lesson have we learned from the accidents which occurred at the nuclear power plants at Chernobyl in the Soviet Union and at Three Mile Island in the United States?
Now that Chernobyl is behind us, what, if any, lessons have been learned about nuclear energy in the Soviet Union and the United States? Professor Atwood has these thoughts.
It's not that the reactors, just by their very nature, are totally unsafe. But if you don't have your personnel trained properly, you can run into some problems. The reactor accident at Chernobyl and the one at Three Mile Island were different in a lot of aspects. But the one common link to both of them, at least appears to me, is that the operators didn't have enough basic training in nuclear physics to realize, or in any nuclear reactor design and safety and so forth, to realize that you can't just start tinkering with them, and particularly not turning off the safety equipment on them without suffering some serious damage. In the United States, the nuclear industry after Three Mile Island has learned that a nuclear reactor engineer must be on site at all times when the reactor is being run. It's sort of unfortunate that the Russians didn't learn that same lesson the first time. I sure hope they've learned it the second time.
Write your answer to the question. You should have written something like, personnel at nuclear power plants must be adequately trained. Now, verify your answer.
If you don't have your personnel trained properly, you can run into some problems. The operators didn't have enough basic training in nuclear physics. In the United States, the nuclear industry after Three Mile Island has learned that a nuclear reactor engineer must be on site at all times.
This is the end of Tape 1D, Book 25.